This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another Raw Vlog. Alhamdulillah, this time I don't have to say what I usually have to say at the beginning of these, and that is, it's been a while since I've done one of these. Alhamdulillah, recently I did a Raw Vlog in which we spoke about the topic of trust, but specifically trust when it comes to information that we may share with other people. Today I want to speak about trust as well, continuing on with this topic, but I want to speak about an aspect of trust that is sometimes not thought about. And that is when we're talking about amana, we're not just talking about trust or trustworthiness, we're also talking about responsibility or being responsible. So you may have somebody who is trustworthy but not responsible, and likewise you may have somebody who's responsible but not trustworthy. So for example, let's say you have a friend, they're trustworthy in the sense that you trust them, meaning let's say you gave them $100 to go buy you something, you know they're not going to run off with the money, you know they're not going to try and cheat you, but the question is, are they responsible? They may not be responsible to do what you told them with that $100. On the other hand, we said the person may be responsible but not trustworthy, meaning they are responsible enough to carry out what you told them to do, but can you trust them? And when it comes to being somebody who is trustworthy or someone who is amin, in the concept of amana in Islam, we're talking about both. So we aim to be both somebody who is trustworthy and also somebody who is responsible. And likewise in our friends, when we're choosing friends, we want someone who is both. You can trust them and also they are someone who is responsible. So part of our Islamic etiquette and our morals is that we strive to be both trustworthy and responsible. And this can be with information, as we talked about previously, that we trust the person with this information. Also that they can be responsible with that information that we have shared with them. But also it can be something other than information, something material. It can be money, for example. Give someone $100 to save for me. Are they trustworthy? Are they responsible to save that $100 and then give it back to me when I need it back? Or to pass it on to someone, here's $100, go give it to so-and-so. Do I trust them to do it? And also, are they responsible to carry out, you know, that delivery of that that money, the $100? Or it can be something that is not money, but something that is material. Let's say I give someone, I don't know, here's a phone. Can you go give this phone to somebody else? And once again, are they trustworthy? And number two, are they responsible to do that? Now, on the receiving end, for us, when somebody gives us an amana, when amana is placed with us, we have to feel that sense of responsibility, because this is not only a trust between the two of us, it's a trust between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And that spiritual factor can make a very big difference, or I should say, it does make a very big difference, because the spiritual aspect of it means that it's no longer about the actual item or the information or the money or whatever the object is. It's about trust. It's about responsibility. So let's say it's, you know, 50 cents instead of $100. Well, if we feel a sense of responsibility to this person and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it's not about the quantity. It's about that trust that is placed with us. So it should make no difference how valuable or not we think something is, whether it's 50 cents or $10,000, we would treat it exactly the same. We would treat it as a trust that is placed with us. And that's why we keep that in mind. That's why we keep the aspect of the spiritual implications of taking on that trust, taking on that responsibility. And that is why I usually say, if we have doubts in our own responsibility, then it's better to err on the side of caution. Meaning, we may think of ourselves as trustworthy, and inshallah ta'ala, we're trustworthy. But our responsibility, are we responsible? If we don't deem ourselves to be responsible enough to either hold on to what has been given to us, like we said, it could be information, it could be money, it could be something. Are we responsible enough to hold on to it? Or sometimes, as we said, an amana needs to be passed on to someone. Here's, I don't know, $100, or as we said, even 50 cents, go give this to so-and-so person. If we don't think we can handle the responsibility, then it's better not to take it. Because once again, it's not just a trust between us and that and them, you know, and that should be enough of a deterrent as on its own, but also to add to that, it is a trust with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are taking on this trust with Allah as well. And that's why, as I said, and I know some people may disagree with this, but if we don't believe ourselves to be responsible enough, we shouldn't take on that responsibility. Whether, once again, whether it's something which has very little value or something that is very, very valuable, information or not, money, whatever it may be. But I would also like to hear your thoughts on this topic. How do you feel about this? How do you feel about the issue of trustworthiness and responsibility? And also, I'd love to hear about some of your experiences when it comes to real life dealings with people. What have you experienced in this realm? And as always, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll see you in the next Raw Vlog. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.